Presence of the Lord, you should be in Isaiah chapter 40, and we're going to be looking at verses 27 through 31 today. We're starting a new series. I don't know that it has a real name yet. It's called the Wait Series right now, but we'll see. I think the title may come later. It just ain't come yet. Isaiah chapter 40, I'm going to read verses 27 through 30, and I want you to read verse 31 with me. Everybody there? I'm going to begin. Verse 27, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." Begin. "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Give God a praise offering. Praise the Lord. So, you know, I was thinking about this verse. The Lord woke me up a few days ago with this verse in mind. And it's a familiar verse for us because we know it was our pastor's favorite verse, first of all, so he used to say it all the time. But just very familiar to us. You hear it in all kinds of contexts, mostly in contexts of encouragement. "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." But do we really know what the words mean to know how to best engage the scripture? And we can be living this life and stuff can get tough. It can get really hard, but we have a way to connect with God, to renew our strength, to mount up with wings like eagles, to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. And if you look at verse 27, this is the prophet Isaiah saying what the children of Israel were saying. "Why, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God." Why is it that the things that I need or the things that I am seeking for are hidden from God? And why is my claim passed over? Why is God overlooking me to take care of the needs of my life? And so Isaiah is responding and saying, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary." God, he is reminding us that God is not fainting on us just because we have not gotten a response in the time frame that we want, or we haven't gotten the response that we wanted. He's not tired. He is all powerful. He is all knowing. He is ever present. So these things are not going to happen. And it says, "The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable." Sometimes when you go to Walmart these days and you ask somebody a question and they don't ever know nothing. Their knowledge is unsearchable. They don't know where anything is. You don't know what the aisle is on. But if you really think about the size of a Walmart, it really is finite. It has walls. It has dimensions. It only has a certain number of rows. Even if the number of rows and sections goes up to 82, there are only certain things that they carry in the store. But for God, his understanding is unsearchable. God's understanding is bigger than Google. You go to Google and it'll bring it to you in 4.2 seconds, thousands of hits. God's understanding is bigger than that. So if his understanding is bigger than that, and he's not tired, and he isn't fainting, he's coming on your behalf. He will intervene on your behalf. And so the prophet says in verse 29, he gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. And he says in verse 30, even the youths shall faint and be weary, even them young folk. And it was funny yesterday because we had a lot of young folks show up to help out with our cleanup day. And I saw the older men handing the stuff to the younger folk because they thought that they weren't going to faint and be weary. But then I saw all this sweat coming up on the younger folk and the older men. And so the writer is saying even young people who seem to have an indeterminate amount of strength will faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall, which means in ourselves, no matter how strong we are, no matter how in shape we are, we're going to not have enough strength. We're going to fall. And so then it says, but. And you know, when we're looking at the verse, we should have thought about, well, what came before the but? You got to go up four verses to really understand the context of the scripture. And it says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And so I arrived at this word wait. And this is where we're going to sit today for a little bit of time. This word wait. Wait means to expect, to look, to patiently tarry. Now, we know all these definitions of the word wait. Those are the familiar ones. So those who expect, who look, who patiently tarry for the Lord or on the Lord shall renew their strength. Okay, Isaiah, come on. Give God a praise offering for Isaiah, who is helping me out today. So another definition of the word wait is to tie, and more specifically, to twist together. So we've got a little piece of yarn for our example. And we all know that a single piece of yarn, I don't know, pull it real hard. Let's see if we can pull it apart. Pull. Come on now. We can. So it's not sturdy in and of itself. But the word says, and the definition of to wait is to bind together, specifically by twisting. So hold in, just hold it. So if we are waiting on the Lord and we are twisting, if you're a girl, this has been done a million times to you, getting your hair twisted. And when I was younger, and we lived in Kansas for the first 3 months, my dad had to do my hair because my mama had to be at work first thing in the morning. And so when my mom did my hair, she used to braid it and twist it very tightly because she knew that the tighter that she twisted it, the more it was going to hold in place during the day. But my daddy didn't want to hurt me, so he would just do the loose twist, and it wouldn't be tight enough. And so in the twisting, however, you are binding together. And you're supposed to be binding together to the Lord. So if you're waiting on the Lord, we define wait as waiting, just sitting, idling. Like we're expecting something to come to us. But when we wait on the Lord, we should be tying ourselves together and twisting ourselves up in the Lord. So if I'm twisting myself up in the Lord, then I am studying the Word of God. I'm confessing the Word of God. I'm spending time in prayer in the Word of God. We think we're just waiting because of the English connotation of wait that we're just idling by for God to do what he's supposed to do, and we're supposed to be binding ourselves to him. And this is why we're not renewing our strength, because we're not binding ourselves to him. We're supposed to be twisting, and we just sitting. We're supposed to be tying together, and look at what's happening. I'm twisting this, and I've been talking for 5 minutes, and I'm doing it as tight as I can, but I barely made any progress, which should give us an indication of how waiting actually is in terms of time. You can't bind yourself together to the Lord in 5 minutes. So that prayer you said yesterday for your new car, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You know you've been struggling with your car. You prayed to the Lord yesterday. Today you cannot expect the car because you have not had time to bind yourself together and to twist yourself up in the understanding of who God is. But my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. If I give and he gives back to me, he does it good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. If I bring all the tithes into the storehouse, then there's food in my house, in God's house. And he said, try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there won't be room enough to receive it. Now, I'm very slow at twisting. I could never be a braider. But I tell you what, the more and the quicker you bind, the less time you have to wait. So if you've been idling, if you've been sitting there waiting for God to do something for you, and you're not wrapping yourself up into him, then you're not waiting, you just sit. The scripture says, but those who wait, who bind themselves together on the Lord, who expect. So not only are you binding yourself with him with an expectation that he's going to do what the scripture says that he's going to do. And so now we've built something, okay, hold, keep holding it, that is stronger, pull. And it's a lot harder to break, even this piece of yarn. And we are really trying to pull. I think, if anything, just the part that's not twisted would be the part that broke. If you ever watch anything where people are using rope often, especially with big ships and big boats, they have strong materials, but they twist it and they tie it together so that it's strengthened. So God is strengthening you. You are binding yourself to the person who is unsearchable. Thank you. Give God a praise offering for Isaiah. You can keep it. You're binding yourself together with the person who's unsearchable. You're binding yourself together with the everlasting God. You're binding yourself together with the person who never faints and isn't weary. That's who you're connecting with. And once you connect with the good source, then you become a part of what he is. And if you really think about it, who you are and your material is made from him because he made you. God made us. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So he knows exactly how long and exactly how tight you need to tie together with him because he made you who you are. And he is all powerful and all knowing and almighty. And as you are binding yourself to him, that those who wait on the Lord, if you're binding yourself with him and not just sitting there waiting for him, you got to renew your mind about how you define wait. Once you do that, then the rest of this makes sense. I'm not just sitting there. Lord, I need a man. I'm not just sitting there. I'm binding and tying myself together with him. I'm busying myself with his word, understanding his word. I'm spending quality time with him. I'm listening to the Holy Spirit regarding my life. And then it says, but those, and this is the Amplified, but those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. And so this is the other key to this verse. It says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And a lot of times we think of the way that we use renew in our lives today. Let me give you an example. When you subscribe to Netflix, you renew your subscription every month. You get goods and access to all the things on your Netflix that you pay for at whatever level you pay for, and they give you access and take your money. There is an exchange of goods. The goods you get for them is that you get to access all the movies, and the good they get from you is the money. But have you ever noticed, and you can go through any subscription service, this is your cell phone bill and everything, but every now and again, the person contacts you and says, hey, we're changing your terms of service. And then there are some rules that have changed. Sometimes we understand what those rules are, and sometimes we don't. But they're obligated to let us know that the terms of service have changed. So since if the terms have served, you only have that particular relationship for a certain period of time. When you look at the definition of renew, it means to change. So if you wait on the Lord, you should be expecting change. So when you renew, you really change. We think things just stay the same because we pay the same amount of money until they tell us, we're not doing it for this money anymore. We're upping your subscription. We're upping your insurance. Every 6 months, here they go. You buy a new car, you have a new deal. If your car is newer, you're going to pay more. If it's nicer, you're going to pay more. And so we have grown to expect change and renewal in the world, but with the things of God, we don't expect to change. But think about what has happened. If you're waiting on the Lord, you have binded yourself together with the Lord. So there will be change in your strength. Literally and figuratively. If you wrap something up tight, you change the strength. If you wrap yourself up in the things of God, you will change your strength. That's how it happens. We think the Lord just gonna come in and abracadabra. No, we gotta spend time with him. We have to bind ourselves together with him and let that exchange of spirit to spirit change us fundamentally in the amount of strength we have. We embrace the fact that even though we're weak, we're strong in him. That we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We know the source and we can recognize the source of where our strength comes from. And so when we wait on the Lord, we renew our strength. It says, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. So God does not make us literally eagles, but he gives us the ability to mount up, and mount up means to ascend actively. So at the end of this waiting process, you should have amassed enough strength and power to propel yourself up in him. It's kind of like a windy toy. You keep windy, windy, windy. At a certain point, it'll take off. It'll go and run. But think about the power of what you've wound yourself into. It's not that you don't need to do anything. You should recognize now that you need to be doing something. And you need to be doing it with the right person. Because if you've wound yourself around your own negativity, you're not going to have any strength. Because you've double down on your own weak self. You haven't made yourself strong. It's your responsibility to make yourself strong, not God's. He did his part. He made you and said, here I am. We got to draw nigh to him for him to draw nigh to us. We got to make the first step. We have to wait on him in the right way so that our strength is renewed. And once our strength is renewed, then we can ascend actively like an eagle. Which means at the end of the wait process, you should be taken off. And so if you're ever wondering if you've been waiting on the Lord properly and you don't have no strength and you can't fly like an eagle, then no, you haven't been. Your twist is too loose and it ain't gonna last. If you don't wind up the toy enough, you don't have enough energy. And it ain't gonna go but so far. It says, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And to run means to rush, to divide speedily, to bring hastily. So after the waiting, you should be able to run quickly. So it shouldn't be a surprise if it feels like you were on go and then all of a sudden you're moving when you're moving with the things of God. A lot of us are afraid to rush it because we don't want to take the wrong steps as we proceeded. And the Lord has already marked your path, but you're scared because you don't know if it's real. But if you've really been binding and tying yourself together, this ain't everybody. Some of y'all be running all the time. So if that ain't you, you know, don't read too much into that. That's just your nature, right? But some of us are scared to move or scared to move about certain things. And so we're in church service and you are participating in church service. We're in prayer and you're participating in prayer. And the Holy Spirit gives you a word from the Lord and says, tell my people, boo, 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 boo. And then you don't move, you don't run, because you're scared. You want to second guess yourself because it's outside of your normal behavior, but you forget that you have tied yourself to the person whose understanding is unsearchable. And you don't have to figure out why he chose you to use you in this moment. You just yield yourself to be used because those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. And sometimes we wonder why it is that we can do things for God that we can't do in other circumstances and other situations. Like yesterday, how y'all made it here today after all we did yesterday? We worked hard yesterday. We worked extremely hard yesterday. That's why I put the time out and didn't go to any other building because I was not expecting to have the level of work in the Elijah building that we had, but it was not a mild encounter that folks were doing. And truth be told, Friday night, I probably had the worst night of cramping in my body that I had had in probably 10 years. I was up all night long. I was up all night long, and at 5:30, I didn't know if I was gonna make it. I was in pain. And I had a plan in my mind to be here at a certain time, but literally, I had to stay in the bed just to get some rest, some peace, and then drag my structure out here. And I know that I could have said, I'm sick, I can't make it. And y'all would have gone on and it would have been okay. But what the Lord showed me is it was his strength, not my strength. And that to the extent, if I'm a young youth, I'm gonna faint and be weary. So all I had to do was take time to bind myself together with him and walk by faith and not by sight and get in my car. That's all I had to do. And then as I bow myself together in here, we pray. Two and three of us are gathered together in his name, so he's in the midst of us. And then folks start trickling in. And even though I wanted to be a leader by example, by doing a lot of stuff, I ain't have the strength for that. And so then I had to be the leader by telling y'all what to do and moving from room to room. And so it worked out well anyway, because y'all came prepared to work, and it humbled me in a way that I wasn't trying to get a certain amount done, but that we were working in quality and not quantity. And so we all stayed in the same building. The men too, if you weren't here, they was hanging out with us, moving and grooving and transporting. And then it all came together for good because we love God and are called according to his purpose. And I ran and I wasn't weary. And I walked and I didn't faint. And most of y'all didn't even know I was struggling, but the struggle was on a real, real, real level. Because if I were in my natural mind and I wasn't the pastor, I might have called and said, I ain't coming. And it's not about pressing on and pressing through, but whether you're bound together, I'm like, devil, you're a liar. We can't have called this cleanup day. Then we almost forgot the cleanup day. Then we remembered the cleanup day. Then we come out, I come home, my sister like, you look bad. Well, I went to clean up. I didn't know I was supposed to wear my earrings and beat my face before I left the house. It's the time I just roll out. I didn't know, Enoch, I didn't need to iron my shirt before I came. I was gonna be on my knees cleaning something. I expected to sweat. I brushed my teeth and put deodorant on, that was enough. But sometimes we make ourselves weary because we have not been binding and tying ourselves together with the source. And so we can't run and not be weary. And I watch these runners. I wish I were a runner, but I'm not. I'm no track star. I'm just chilling. And so that was for the young people. If you know, you know. If you missed it, it's all right. You just old like me. And so you go through life, and I'm watching these people run. I've always wanted to run a marathon, but there is a cadence to running, and you see the people. We were watching track and field yesterday, and to be able to run and not get weary as soon as the race is over, people are immediately out of breath, wiped out, even with 100 meters, even though they do it real fast. It's a very exerting thing, and so you need to be hooked up to a source that's going to sustain you, or else you will get weary. And so those who wait on the Lord shall run and not be weary. Those who wait on the Lord shall walk and not faint. And walk means not what we think about walking, but to carry again, to carry away, to bear, to bring, to depart, to flow, to grow. I'm gonna read it again. Walk means to carry again, to carry away, to bear, to bring, to flow, to grow, to lead forth, to prosper, to pursue. So when you think about walking, it's not a slow run in the context of the scripture. It's saying that you may have some stuff on you that's burdensome to a certain extent, but because you have waited on the Lord and renewed your strength, then you can walk with the stuff and not faint. And a lot of us are walking with stuff that isn't a part of what God had for us because we didn't bind and tie ourselves together. And so we have all this stuff, and we have stuff we needed to cast on the Lord and have him care for us. And it's not the stuff that God has appointed us to deal with, to lead with, to grow with. Those kinds of things, if they're involved in your life, then you're gonna walk and not faint. And if you find yourself continually fainting under the burden of things, you got to ask if you are bound and tied together with the Lord. If you have allowed him to renew your strength, because then he'll give you the instruction to say, this ain't on you. This ain't for you. I didn't call you to do that. You've been in relationships in your family. You have a brother. You have a sister. You have an aunt. You have an uncle. And you have a hard relationship with that person. And you feel like you are the one that's got to bring them to salvation. You feel like you are the one that's got to guide them to the path of righteousness. And you've been burdening yourself with saving them. And your job is to plant and water and let God give the increase. It's not for you to pull them over the finish line, because this isn't about you. It's about them and their relationship with God. God's been blessing you financially, and you keep wasting his blessing by giving your money to them people and sowing into bad places and bad seed and stony ground instead of doing what he has actually blessed for you to do with the money. So then you feel like you got holes in your pockets because you are trying to be strong in you. You're trying to run and not faint. You're trying to walk and not faint on your own instead of binding yourself to the person who's going to give you the instruction to say, don't give them no more money. We all have those people in our lives. You can't just give everybody money. We had an uncle, you couldn't give him more than $10 at a time, whether you had it or not, because he was not going to be a good steward of the money. You so busy giving rides. And investing time because you think it's a worthy cause instead of listening to what the Holy Spirit is telling you about what to do about those people and doing that. Sometimes you got to back up. Sometimes you got to get that thing over to the Lord and leave it alone so that you can renew your strength. Sometimes you just got to unburden yourself and trust that God is the strength of what's going on. You assume that you're the strong person, but God is the strong person, not you. And you have to, in order to renew your strength, in order to mount up with wings like eagles, in order to run and not be weary, in order to walk and not faint, you have to wait on the Lord. You got to bind yourself together with the Lord. You got to expect him to move on your behalf. You have to look for him to do things for him. You got to be patient. You got to tarry on the Lord. And that's how your strength gets renewed. I dare you to show me any time where you spent quality time with the Lord and your strength wasn't renewed, because he changes you. He changes you from the inside out. He changes you. When you renew your strength, he is changing you. The exchange is never going to be even. That's why you praise him. That's why you worship him. That's why you honor him. It's not an even exchange. He gave his life for you. It's just not. You're always going to owe him. But you can always benefit from the relationship that you have. It's why your strength is renewed, because you understand. In me, by myself, I'm weak. With you, I'm strong. And it helps you to align your life. We sitting here struggling. And we don't need to be struggling. We need to be waiting on the Lord. We need to be tying ourselves together with him. We need to expect him to move on our behalf so that our strength is renewed, so that we can mount up with wings like eagles and soar. There is a soar future for you, so that you can run and not be weary. Run hard, run fast to accomplish the things that he has called you to do for him in this life. not your stuff, his stuff. We want the strength that comes from relationship with him without the responsibility that comes from relationship with him, without the acknowledgement that he made us, that we were made for a purpose for him, that he ain't save us for nothing. Not just not to go to hell. Great, you're not going to hell. And you're living an unabundant life here on earth. You're living far below your potential. You live a frustrated life because he made you for a purpose and you're not following his purpose. Because you've been told or you think that it's for something else. And it is a hard thing to give up your dreams and embrace God's dreams for you. But it's a happy place to be walking in what God has determined for you and not for yourself. It is a wonderfully blessed, peaceful, joyous place because you're always going to be able to run with his stuff. You're always going to be able to walk with his stuff. You ain't never going to be tired. He will renew your strength. He will sustain you for the work for as long as you are ordained to do the work that he has called you to do. You don't get tired. You don't get burnout. You burn out because you done put other things on your agenda that don't have anything to do with the things of God. You burn out because you only listen to these sermons online and you don't bring your butt to church every week. You burn out because your priorities are messed up, not because God isn't God. So we have to learn how to wait, how to bind ourselves together with the Lord, and then our strength can be renewed and expect to change as a result of our time spent with him. Amen? Give God a praise offering for the word. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.